You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with today's top news. Elon Musk would not be going Twitter's board after all. Parag Agarwal, the chief executive of the social media platform, said in a tweet that Musk has decided not to join Twitter's board. Shortly after the announcement, Musk tweeted a grinning face emoticon without saying anything. Twitter's chief executive said the company's board had discussions about Musk's appointment last week and he was to join his duties as a board member on Saturday. However, Musk conveyed his decision to not join the board the same day. Last week, Musk had said that he would make significant improvements to Twitter in coming months. In the IPO world, Veranda Learning Solutions made a strong debut on Monday as the shares listed at 14.6% premium to the issue price. The script opened at Rs. 157 on Bombay Stock Exchange against issue price of Rs. 137, while it opened 8.7% down at Rs. 125 on National Stock Exchange. The Rs. 200 crore public issue was subscribed 3.53 times during the March 29 to 31 period as retail investors bid for 10.76 times the shares reserved for them, while the portion set aside for non-institutional investors was subscribed 3.87 times. The qualified institutional buyers section was subscribed 2.02 times. On to an important update regarding Coinbase. Just 3 days after launch, US-based crypto exchange Coinbase on Sunday removed the option of adding UPI as a payment method on its app. Currently, bank transfer via IMPS is the only payment method available for Indian users on Coinbase app. However, users can only sell crypto via IMPS. Buying option is not available. On April 7th, Coinbase had announced it would allow Indian users to use UPI as a payment method to buy and sell crypto. Coinbase officials had then told FE Online that they were in talks with banking partners to enable UPI-based payments on its platform. However, within hours of the Coinbase announcement, National Payments Corporation of India said it was not aware of any crypto exchange using UPI. Moving on, billionaire banker and the chief executive officer of Kotak Mahindra Bank, Uday Kotak, has said that the Reserve Bank of India needs to raise benchmark interest rates by 1% by the end of this year in order to counter high inflation. Kotak suggested that the central bank could raise rates 4 times this fiscal with hikes of a 0.25% each. Uday Kotak gave his view after the RBI's announcement and said based on RBI's estimate of 120 basis points increase in inflation for the full year and 5.1% inflation in the fourth quarter, India needs to move to a real rate of interest of 0%. According to Investopedia, real rate of interest adjusts the observed market interest rates for the effects of inflation. Now some good news for tech lovers. Apple has started assembling the iPhone 13 in India. Cupertino's newest iPhone is being made in India by its manufacturing partner Foxconn at its plant in southern Tamil Nadu state. Foxconn also makes the iPhone 12 and iPhone 11 in India. Local assembly should help Apple save on import duties and have tighter control over supplies while expediting market availability of the iPhone in the world's fastest growing smartphone market. The move to make the iPhone 13 locally is in direct response to the government's production-linked incentive scheme that has given fresh impetus to domestic manufacturing and assembly of smartphones in the country. From tech to world of automobiles, Maruti Suzuki India today said it has commenced bookings for the all-new version of its multi-purpose vehicle XL6 from the Nexa retail chain. The model comes with next-generation K-series engine, advanced transmission, array of sophisticated comfort and convenience features, and bold styling. MSI Senior Executive Director Shashank Srivastav said that the XL6 is a unique proposition that perfectly marries a strong SUV-like design and the convenience of a spacious six-seater MPV. The XL6 embodies Nexa's vision of being an aspirational lifestyle brand and creating an indulgent driving experience. On to the last news segment, the share market. Domestic equity markets started the week in the red with Sensex and Nifty closing with losses. S&P BSE Sensex dropped 482 points or 0.81% to settle at 58,964, while the NSE Nifty 50 index fell 109 points or 0.62% to end at 17,674. Broader markets closed mixed with mid-cap indices on NSE registering gains. ICICI Bank was the top Sensex gainer, up 0.76%, while HCL Technologies was the worst performing stock, down 2.7%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.